Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 81. Today, we're talking about how to sell your home from an irrevocable trust. Now, last week, we talked about how to sell your home or other real estate if it's in a revocable trust. So if you didn't listen to that episode, then I encourage you to go back and listen to that one. That goes through a lot of the mechanics that go into selling a home from a trust. But today we're going to talk specifically about irrevocable trusts. Now, back in episode number 28, we talked about what happens when you put your home into an irrevocable trust. A lot of great information there. If you haven't heard that one, I encourage you to go back and listen to that one to find out the mechanics of why people do that and how it's done and what happens when the house is in the trust. But the question for today is, how does the house come out of the irrevocable trust? Now, some people think that because the trust is irrevocable, the house can't be sold. You can't change the assets that are in the irrevocable trust. And that is absolutely incorrect. The trustee of the trust has full authority to manage the assets of the irrevocable trust. The difference between the revocable trust and the irrevocable trust, though, is who is the trustee of that trust? Who's the person who has the authority to sell the house? So in the typical revocable living trust, you as the trust maker are the trustee and you're the one selling the house. In the irrevocable trust, you are not the trustee. So you cannot sell your house if it's in an irrevocable trust, but the trustee can absolutely sell it. Now, the trustee may be adult children of yours, other trusted family members. You might have a professional trustee. They are empowered to sell any real estate in the trust. Now, if they sell it, they have the authority to repurchase other real estate in the irrevocable trust. They wouldn't want to take the proceeds of sale and give that to you so that you could buy a new house, but they could buy a new house or a condo or whatever the appropriate real estate would be for you, given your needs, and they would buy that in the name of the irrevocable trust. If they didn't want to buy new real estate, or if you didn't want them to buy new real estate for you to live in, then they would keep the cash in the irrevocable trust where it is protected, which is, of course, the whole idea of having assets in an irrevocable trust. So absolutely, real estate can be sold if it's in an irrevocable trust. The question is, who does it? The trustee of the trust does it. That's not you, but it can be done by whomever the trustee is. And then the question is, what's done with the proceeds of sale? Do they buy new real estate? Do they invest the proceeds and keep it as liquid assets? That's up to the decision of you and the trustee for how those are done. So I hope that information is helpful for you today. If you have questions about operating an irrevocable trust or a revocable trust, if you live in Ohio or Michigan, reach out to us. We can talk to you about that. The information to contact us is in the show notes. And we will see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.